Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Tyler. Can I start with your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, Tyler. 2511-0801-0024-6086.
Perfect. Just give me a second to pull up your file here, and we can get the ball rolling. All right. Is this just Gold Creations?
That's right.
And is this Steve that I'm speaking to?
That's me.
Perfect. And are you 100% over there, Steve? 100% owner?
Yes.
Perfect. Perfect. If I could, I'm just going to verify some quick details here on the file, and then I can kind of answer any questions that you have. As far as a phone number, in case this does get disconnected, is the 561-852-0408 the best number there for you?
Well, it's that one. That's the store number, and my cell number is 561-543-3864.
I'm sorry, scratched out there. 561-54...
542-3864.
Perfect, perfect. And can you just verify the billing address there for the business?
8221 Glades Road, Boca Raton, Florida. 33434.
Perfect. And as far as like business classification, are you guys a partnership, C corp, LLC, S corp?
C corp.
Okay.
S corp.
Okay.
Yes.
And how long have you guys been in business?
24 years.
Oh wow. That's a good amount of time there. Perfect. So, you know, we do have a lot of programs here, so if you want to just kind of paint a picture of what you were looking to do, I can kind of point you in the right direction.
Well, here's the situation. I am finishing up, actually, this month with the one-year loan that I had with American Express. They gave me a loan that worked through, it was payable through my credit card machine.
It's like an MCA loan?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I have the opportunity right now to, start all over again with them, but decided to do a little shopping.
Okay.
I wasn't too happy with their particular loan. I wasn't happy because I didn't understand. It's not their fault, but I didn't ask enough questions. Well, I learned my lesson, so now we're going to do a little shopping around. It so happens I walked into the office today to the store, and here I have a beautiful presentation. It looks very nice, but we get those at least three times a week. From different outfits. So, what can you offer me as far as I see what you offer is, but that doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
How does your work? How does your let's put it this way? How does your program differ from others? From let's say the one that I'm familiar with is American Express.
Of course. First, if you can kind of maybe explain, what was it you didn't like about the Amex loan? Was it just the daily withdrawal? Was it because of the credit cards that they were...
No, what happened was that there was a clause in our contract that it says that they had the right to take out 100%.
At any given time?
Yeah. No, not at any given time. That is on the 13th of each month.
Okay.
They would take out a portion, which is at $7,000 a month, which was okay for us. It was doable.
Mm-hmm.
But I did explain to them at the beginning, that right from the start, that we are in Florida. I don't know where you guys are, but we are in Florida, and our business in summertime is just nothing exists. Okay. It's so quiet over here, perfect. You can roll the sidewalks up.
Oh, wow.
But our business actually picks up from late October to May. So we do the bulk of the business then. So when I first talked to them, they suggested that maybe, and that's the case, they would maybe instead of taking out, they started out at 13%, but to make it easier for me, because of the fluctuation of the dates, that maybe I should, I says, all right, let's raise it up to 23%. So we did that. And at 23%, it was okay. It was fine.
All right, thank you.
The only thing that I did not like, didn't understand that 100%, is one day I had money in the bank allocated for the IRS and other taxes, and they didn't have enough, so they went in to my regular checking account, and they took it out of there.
Wow.
And when that happens, that, of course, interfered with the IRS, which is automatic draw. And, of course, when their check bounced, because I did not have enough coverage there, they were not very happy with me. So anyway, when I called American Express, they said, well, it's in our contract. They said, no. I thought that when you said it's 100%, meant it's 100% from the ACH that you have collected. They said, Anyway, this is what happened. That's why I did not like. So that's one of the lessons that I learned, and that's why I'm.
Of course. What were you guys using? What were you using that loan for originally, that you took out with Amex?
Originally for the loan, we said we are a jewelry company, so we manufacture and we buy and sell, and so the manufacturing is special orders. So when a customer comes in with a special order, we need to pay up front for it before we even collect any.
Okay.
So that gives us the time to, that we need that, those funds to do that. Otherwise, none of us can exist from regular sales.
Yeah, of course.
But I've been here for 24 years, and thank God it's working. So, but this is the first. This would be the second time that I really go into, I would be interested in it. American Express just offered it. By the way, they called me out of the moon and says, we have a new program. I said, sure. Want to give me money? And it did work out the way they said. I mean, I had the money in my account within, it's not 24 hours, like it says, 48 hours, like you guys say, but it was within a week I had the money in my account.
Okay. And so as far as, the capital that you were looking for, did you have a ballpark figure of what you were maybe looking to bring on?
Oh, probably about the same.
How much was that?
That was 75.
75,000. Yes, you brought out with Amex. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, okay.
Yeah.
Are you familiar with working capital, like the program itself and how it works?
I'm familiar with the one that I had, but I'm not familiar with yours.
Okay, so let me just kind of break it down here. So basically with our programs here, it's heavily based off of your top line revenue. It is an unsecured cash loan. So you're basically able to use it for however you see fit, whenever you do. Term lengths are anywhere from about 3 to 36 months. First timers typically get in the 6 to kind of 18, 24 month range usually. And then, you can build and grow from there. So as far as a term length, how long was the length of term that you had with the Amex loan?
1 year.
Just a 1 year loan? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And did you guys use all of the 75K there? Or was it just kind of like as a backup there for in case?
They actually wired it to my account right away.
Okay.
Do whatever you want.
Okay, so let me try and give you a. I see. Let me try and give you a ballpark figure here. It is based heavily off your top line revenue. Do you guys know what you did in sales there last year for the business?
Actually, I could probably tell you where they find my... Hold on one second.
No worries.
Let me see what we got.
Yeah, exactly. See, when I don't know, I just...
All right, hold on a couple of seconds.
I'll take your time, no rush.
All right, so let's see now. What did we do in 2015?
If we don't need to tell them it's mobile, then don't tell them it's mobile. You know what I mean? But let them know, get that
December 31st,
2015.
Okay.
So the 501 is the meeting office? And the 431 is the West Grand office. So on paper, though, legally, it's established 619 South Midway Drive. Is the
acronym. Okay, we did 774,927
Okay. All right. So based off of that number there, there's basically three things that we look at. It's going to be time. It's going to be time in business, which you have a tremendous amount of time, which is going to work in your favor as far as the terms go. It is top line revenue there, so you're right around $775,000. And then the third thing is credit. How would you rate your personal credit there? Is it good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
It's actually good. 705 or 709.
Okay. Okay, definitely. Just above average there, which is always going to help you. Getting new capital here, you're fitting the profile for exactly who we work with. You know, we're kind of small, medium-sized businesses that we work with, and we're just there for taking your business to that next level. As far as getting you 75K, you're probably right in that range of, I would say, anywhere from 60 to 90K that we could free up for you on the unsecured cash. And like I said, you can basically use it for however you see fit. It kind of allows you to utilize it how you choose. You're not having to worry about the credit card situation. That is something that we can look at, but I don't think you were happy with the MCA, right? You don't want to do that again?
No, actually, that they got in touch with me and just alerted me that I'm at my maturing date already, and if I would be interested in rolling it over again.
I see.
And when I mentioned to them the fact of I wasn't happy with what happened, and they said that they would take it under a review, and they will let me know what's going on.
Okay.
Change anything on that or not. At this point right now, I haven't heard from them, so I figured the minute I came in, I saw your advertisement. I said, let me just, take a look at
Of course.
And see what's going on.
Yeah, you want to have your options open. You want to see what else is out there. Of course.
And you are offering over here something about up to 3 years.
Yes. So term lengths, you can qualify for up to a 36-month term length. You got to be absolutely, you got to look really good on paper, and you got to have a good amount of cash flow coming to qualify for some of those programs. But the good news is if you don't, say you only qualify for an 18-month, at about 9 months in, usually halfway through whatever the term length is, we can look at refinancing options where you can get additional capital at longer terms, lower rates. So you definitely can get those longer terms, even if you don't qualify first. It's just all about building that relationship, proving you can make that payment, and it really just opens a lot more doors for you down the road with us. But did you have any projects coming up here in the near future, which is why you were looking to renew, or is it just something you always kind of need to run the business?
We do have, actually, what we do is we are capable of manufacturing new lines for every event,
Oh, wow.
Season. Let's put it this way. So what happens in this case, of course, we need the funds to go into it. And our business is very, very, it's stricter now. It's basically, we need the gold, the raw gold, to manufacture. So you have to pay for it. And the good part about it is if you pay for it up front, you get a better discount.
Mm-hmm.
The same goes for other raw materials, whether it's pearls or silver or diamonds, for instance. You pay within 30 days, your discount is much greater. That gives us an edge of our margins. And it makes our margins, you know, more compatible.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, we survive. We stay in business for 24 years.
I gotcha. Is winter typically kind of your busy season there? I mean, with being in jewelry, is that kind of the busiest time?
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
We are now in October, so we are talking about Thanksgiving is coming, and that thing is wide open. And I can see my suppliers are already sending me reminders.
I see.
The jewelry show starts, and you know, and that is when we have to take advantage of this situation.
I see.
The only way of taking advantage of something like this is with people like yourselves that are also taking advantage of the situation.
Of course.
That makes business go around.
Exactly. And I know you said you manufacture it as well. Is that something you guys do in-house, or do you outsource that part?
In-house.
You do it in-house. And does that require a good amount of equipment there, or is that how does that work there as far as that side?
Basically, a couple of computers and casting equipment, and that's it.
I gotcha. Yeah, because you know the offer was also good for equipment financing. So if there was anything you were going to look to bring on that, it's something that we could look at as well. I didn't know what the current situation there was with the equipment.
Well, we use. When we have the funds, we use the funds for anything that the business needs. It's not being used for cars or trips. Yeah, I should say trips. Every once in a while, we do go to a jewelry show. If it's, let's say, in Vegas, or if it's in Arizona or New York. And that we really need to do because we need to keep our eye on the pulse of the business, where the fashion goes and what we do.
Of course. You always want to stay ahead of the competition there. So that definitely makes all the sense in the world. And the good, too, is with our equipment programs, that's actually what we started out on 14 years ago, was just financing equipment. So we're actually able to offer some of the best programs in the industry, and that's kind of what has made us set apart, just not only on the working capital, but on the equipment side as well. So it's definitely something we can maybe visit down the road if you are going to be attending trade shows and stuff like that. But for capital purposes, it's definitely something we can get the ball rolling on. As far as the approval process goes, it's just a simple one-page application. And then did you guys...
Is that the one that's attached to this?
It is, but the one that I will send you, it's the official one. So that one the one you would send in to inquire about a call setup. This one would be for the official approval. But it's just a one-page app. And then did you guys file 2015 taxes?
Yes.
Okay.
The one I just told you about.
Yeah. Perfect. I just didn't know if you had an extension on it, but so you would need the 2015
extension for now. Yeah, but we do have it.
Okay, so it would just be the app, the 2015 tax returns, and then it's 6 months of your most recent bank statements. As soon as you can get that over to me, I can usually get you an answer. Yeah.
Yeah, I have it already. It's all printed out and everything.
Oh, okay.
Where would you want me to send all this?
What's a good email there for you? And I can shoot you the list there of what we would need, and you can just email that back.
To justthecreations@yahoo.com.
So it'd be JUSTE creations at yahoo.com.
That's one word.
Perfect. So yeah, what I'll do here is I'll put this email together. It's just going to have the short list there. You said the Amex loan, is it Does it end at the end of this month, or did it end this month?
Yes, it does. It actually ended on the 13th.
Okay, so you're completely zero balance on that?
Zero balance on that,
okay.
As far as I know.
Okay, perfect. So, yeah, we would just need those three things then. As soon as you can get that back to me, I can get you an answer in usually about 24 to 48 hours, and we can see what kind of approvals that we'll be working with. Is that something you can usually get back to me here fairly quick?
Oh, yeah, but probably by as soon as I have the email, I'll probably shoot it out to you. What do you want me to mail it to you, or you want me to?
Honestly, email's your best bet. I mean, if you can, as long as you're able to download the bank statements as a PDF, it's...
The problem is I'm going to have to wait for my grandson to come in and do that, 16-year-old boy. I am not computer savvy at all. If I get to the computer, it's just to, you know, one finger, man. One finger Joe, that's me. But he could do it without a problem. If not, I can either. But even faxing it, 6 months of
if you want to fax, you can fax. That works. What I'll put in the email at the bottom, there'll be my direct line that you can call if anything does come up, and then right next to it will be the fax line number, and you can just fax that over too if you'd rather just do that.
Well, give me when you email it to me, give me an option of which way I could do it. If I could, with American Express, I actually printed everything out and mailed it to them, FedExed it to them.
Oh, okay.
And that was okay for them because I worked with one person over there. So, would you be the gentleman that I will be communicating with?
Yeah, you'll be either communicating with me for the majority of it, and then if we do get you an approval, you'll be speaking with Jeremiah there on our underwriting side. So those will be about the only two people you'll be in contact with.
All right.
Perfect. I will get this email going right now. I'll give you all the options there for getting the paperwork back to me. I'll maybe follow up with you here tomorrow afternoon just to make sure you got the email and to see if you had any questions. But as soon as you get that over to me, we can get the ball rolling.
Okay. And your name was Tyler?
Tyler, correct. Correct.
That's T. Tyler. Okay. Very good.
Perfect. It was a pleasure talking to you, Steve. We'll be in touch, okay?
All right, pal.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye.